Well, you know, I like to call myself an informational juggler. And we're juggling all kinds of facts, but we're also trying to provide solutions. Campbell Kilgore is here, and he's like the tech guy for Mount Red Velvet. And it's funny, when I got my, I was rushing around doing multiple things, and I thought for a second when I got this notice from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that I was needing information from Campbell. Well, it was actually, they wanted me. I'm the importer. So I corrected that and get it back to the proper people to make sure. Because I thought for sure I put it in my form. You know, they needed my phone, fax, and emails. Or I'm sure, of course, I really did one also for Fish and Wildlife as well, which went out, I think, just about a month ago. So that's all going to happen. I want people to understand what my objective is, okay? A Mountain Red Velvet already, if you get it from us, is going to start regenerating your body. I take, on average, 3 to 6 pills a day when I think I have problems. And believe me, problems that I did have are like dissolving. You know, if you have sore joints or skin, hair, nails, or other problems, you're trying to heal solid organs. Let's say you're recovering. For example, the things that I personally do battle with, and I use lots of nutraceuticals, is hypertension, trying to counteract the tendency in my family to for diabetes. My grandfather and 2 of my brothers are diabetic. And I take the nutraceuticals, and my doctor's like, man, you're pretty dang healthy for the person with so-called these risk factors. And I got to say, Mountain Red Velvet is one of the main reasons. It's got 396 biomolecules and 6 growth factors. What we're trying to do in our next step is to just make a DR cap. All it does is delay the release, so it gets past the stomach and gets past the duodenum and the digestive enzymes, so more of the molecules get to the terminal ileum. That's it. And right now you can still do that. Open a capsule under your tongue to get the smaller, more fragile molecules directly absorbed through your buccal mucosa. You can order it now, and you can start finding, hey, my joints are lubed up. My skin, hair, and nails look better. My girlfriends are wondering what kind of new makeup I'm using. You know, my guys are saying, how come your knee is not bothering you now? You know, what's going on? How come you're healing faster from the bruises and bumps and other things when you do whatever sport you do? You know, let's say you're a skateboarder and you're all banged up. So that's step number one. Step number one is coming. It'll be probably done in the next month or so. Step number two is a bigger haul, but it's going to happen. I'm collaborating with Campbell to get the highest quality Mountain Red Velvet so we can make a surgical version. Now, my objective is, I've got my Imagineering hat, you know, Walt Disney Imagineering, and I want to see a clinic, whether it's 5 years from now or 20 years from now, but most likely less than 5, where we've talked about this with Ron Klatz in the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, 28,000 doctors and 820,000 health professionals. The most likely place we're going to put it is in Encinitas, Mexico, just below the U.S. border, because we don't want U.S. regulations driving us nuts. And it'll be an international hyperbaric hospital, you know, spa resort with laboratories, and they have stem cell labs where they can bank your own stem cells for decades. But our idea is that while you're in there, we're going to be giving you not only oral forms, but the surgical forms, including your own stem cells of Mountain Red Velvet intravenously. And we're going to be putting you in morphogenic field chambers, hyperbaric. The whole facility will be hyperbaric because it'll be under 10 feet of water. We call it hyperbaric, just like they have these hyperbaric spas now. You can literally go around the world and find now spas and clinics that literally, they're under like 10 feet of water, and that's all you have to do. Blow up a balloon under 10 feet of water, and you're in a mild hyperbaric chamber. And our idea is to literally start regenerating people so that for every year they come in for, say, a few days, and we reverse the clock. And if they have problems, we gradually erase those problems that are there. And not only can we track their genetics with tracking technology like our QRMA metapathia, we can do advanced imaging studies, genetic studies, organic acids. And in the not-too-distant future, we'll also have genetic upgrade technology. So if we find certain gene SNPs you have, say, in your liver for a lipid disorder, we're going to be able to change your liver lipids by putting in a phage virus carrying the gene to actually fix your liver enzyme, so you don't end up dying of a your abnormal apoprotein that's going to give you a heart attack or a stroke. But that means these biomolecules, Mountain Red Velvet, are literally going to be the toner for life. We're talking about burn units where we spray you with this intravenously after surgery. We give it to you while you're in the surgical suite. Put granules or sheets of it if you've blown off part of your quadricep muscle so we can regenerate your quad muscle. And use it in laboratories where we can actually have your stem cells and your organs. We actually have a collagen framework to grow a new arm or leg or eyeball. And in the future, Once that arm or limb or eyeball gets the proper size to be transplanted back into you, we'll be able to do that. That's the future. That's where we're going. And without a toner, and I've checked with the major clinics that are doing stem cell research, like the Organogenesis facilities around America, the stuff that they're using right now is pure crap. And I have this from the top guys, including Bart Goldman from the A4M Academy, and it's gone to clinics like they get a multi-billion dollar facility just in Bahrain, and where they're trying to work on with A4M. But the stuff they're using to create, you know, print blood vessels and bladders is stupid. It's not going to work because it has no capacity to do epigenetic translation to the DNA. It doesn't allow you to actually create a framework on collagen for actually regenerating an organ. In fact, University of Wisconsin took what's called decellularized pig and sheep hearts, and they infused stem cells from the donor, you know, a donor person, and they got only 2% regeneration of pulsatile cells, indicating they tried to become heart cells but didn't do very well. 2% is not going to give you a new heart. But what we're doing will. At some point down the future, we'll get the right combination of things. So Mountain Red Velvet in the future will be the toner for life. How's that? Pretty cool, eh?
Sounds fantastic. And I think, you know, this has been for us an incredible journey. It's one now that started almost 20 years ago, Dr. Bill, as you know.
Right.
When Karen came to me and said, hey, look at this material. And she always reminds me that she's, my first response was, I was a huge skeptic. And she basically said, look, you've got to sit down, you've got to read this, you've got to look at this, you've got to come out, you've got to see what's happening here, which I did. And I said, okay, I think there's something in all of this. And that was the, if you like, the genesis of Mountain Red. And we have so many firsts. We were the first company in New Zealand to go out and guarantee that the product we provided right through to our customers was guaranteed free from contaminants like hexylazine, free from additives, free from preservatives. We were the first company to produce material under good manufacturing practice, which is a quality standard. And that list of firsts has gone on and on. And what we're seeing now, obviously, is a transition to another movement, and it may take another 20 years, as you say.
But oh, the principles it won't. Remain, it won't. It won't. No. It won't. I can but tell you this is not going to take 20 years. I've already figured out a technology to sterilize it. I just have to get a pharmaceutical company that's going to look at this and say, whoa, we can start trials and set up, for example, with the military in mass units like tomorrow. I know how to sterilize this today. We have a company already in Chula Vista. They actually can prove that the product is sterile for surgical use. So it's a matter that if we had the material and could convert it into the sterile form, which I know how to do step by step, I could literally have it in the hands of a MASH surgeon, say in the field of operations, by next year. Mm. So we're not talking about decades away. We're talking about something that we could have in their hands by next year. So someone who's actually had a traumatic explosion of an IED and their limb is partly blown off or their quadriceps, we could start regenerating their muscles and their tissues right away, or a bad burn or explosion.
And the principle remains the same. I think you're right there in terms of what it's about. It's about quality. It's about having something that actually works. And what we've learned over these last 20 years is that this material is hugely special. There's no other mammalian animal in the world that can regenerate bone. And red deer do it on an annual basis. You can almost set your clock by it in terms of it happens with such regularity and such precision in these incredible animals. And I think what we have to remind ourselves, Dr. Bill, here is we're talking about a completely natural product. And that, again, was one of the guiding principles. We said, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Nature does incredible work incredibly well. And what we wanted to do was develop a method whereby we could take this material without harming the donor, without harming the source. And we do that. We develop methods to do that. And Karen's father did that enormously well in the early days.
Right.
And then to move on and say, okay, once we've actually removed this special material, we've made sure that those boys can go away again, and they go up into the hills and they do whatever they do, and then the following year it all happens again.
You feed them kiwi fruit and other things that widen their diet out, so they don't just get wild berries and stuff. you spoil them. Yeah. I mean, this is the Seattle's resort for Scottish red deer.
It is. And then in terms of looking at the processing, how we take that material that has this, you know, 2,000-3,000 year history of traditional medicinal use in Korea, in China, in Russia, but it was completely inaccessible. You know, you don't want to sit down and have to boil this up and do whatever. And so how do we get that? How do we maintain those actives? And how do we get them into, if you like, a delivery mechanism that is suitable for the West? So we did that, and we said, again, one of the principles is, if it's not in there, don't put it in there. So don't put any preservatives in.
I got a joke for you. You got to hear this.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I get people make a kind of really outlandish request to me. And I'm pretty open, so I'm willing to let see. Hey, ask me anything. In fact, I tell people, even if you're not a customer, you can ask for a protocol or advice on anything with no fee. The only time I charge is when I have to do a review of medical records, imaging studies, or start, you know, giving you fancy recommendations for this specialist, that specialist, surgery, whatever. So 99% of the time, it's all free. So I had one guy email me last week, and he said, you have some really excellent products. He didn't want to mention what they were. And he said, I liked them. But he said, I purchased Mountain Red Velvet from a company I've never heard of before. So NK something or other. And he said, I've contacted them, but they're not emailing back. And I would like you to contact them and find out what they've done because they've changed their product. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. Mm-hmm. This guy, I said, oh, you know what? Maybe he's a stand-up comedian. He's just trying to see if Bill will get the joke. Because I'm thinking, okay. And I emailed him back and said, look, first off, we know that your product is the only one that is xylazine-free, which means that every other outfit has to anesthetize the animals because they don't have your fancy technology where they go into this nice, quiet, low-light thing and these bladders kind of gradually expand and the deer starts to breathe. It's what I call yoga for red deer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the red deer are not anesthetized. They're literally going through a yoga posture with these bladders holding them very gently. And then they get a haircut, and then the lights get brighter, and then there's a door open and says, hey, go romp. So the deer romp off, and then are happy. They're not anesthetized. They're not going to fall over and smash their face into the ground. There's not going to, and remember now, deer antler are extremely well, if you want to call it, perfused, which means if you give them anesthetic, it's going to end up directly in those highly vascularized deer antler fuzz. So not only that, you say, well, it's changed. I said, well, my guess, if it's any change, it's probably moved from red fuzz to whitish or gray, which means there's actually antler, which is bone. You know, if you're trying to grow bones, maybe that'll help you grow bones, but it's not going to make grow your liver, skin, hair, nails, or eyeballs, okay? So for this is for you people asking questions like, well, will you contact my supplier, because I've never heard about this company before, Dr. Deagle, because they've changed it. I'm thinking, why, if you're listening to my program, and I have you guys, either yourself, Campbell, or Karen on, why would you go elsewhere? Do they know that I've done all the homework? I do this 7 days a week. Even when I'm on a cruise, you know, I'm actually checking my internet and contacting people by Skype and so on. Even when I'm on a cruise, going down to Cabo San Lucas, my wife's off with her girlfriend and my daughter, and I'm there, click, click, trying to answer emails or consults to doctors and patients. I am driven. So if you think you know more than Dr. Deagle, fat chance on that. Because I do all the homework to say, you know, if it once in a while does happen, but it's really rare. So, so when I hear people think, well, I'll find a better company, and like, for example, I had one idiot, it really was funny. This is 2 years ago. He actually emailed me these horrifying pictures of what they do to the deer. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, he was actually down in like Vilcabamba, Ecuador, and he was, you know, an expat American. I was thinking, these are pictures from Russia. And what the Russians do to these deer is obscene. And they're grabbing the deer. They weren't just taking their antlers. They're drawing blood from the suckers like a vampire and pulling off IGF-1. I'm thinking, mm-hmm. You're nuts. Mm-hmm. Well, why would you even send me these pictures thinking this is terrible? Why are you promoting this, Dr. Deagle? I'm thinking, this is not New Zealand deer treated by Campbell and Karen Kilgore at Mount Red Velvet. It's not, okay? And I thought it was quite funny that he did this. But I want people to understand, we vet things very carefully to make sure we're not giving you a crap.
Yeah, and I think the issue is one of communication. It's one of access to misinformation, which I know in this day and time is very topical. It's too easy, Dr. Bill, for people who are
I'm more sarcastic.
Unscrupulous.
Yeah. I'm more sarcastic than that. Let's put it this way. Yeah. Now, people know I'm a blustering, know-it-all smartass, okay? But the fact is I do. And that's aggravating to some people to think, well, I know more than Deagle. I'm a Google genius. I went and Googled, and in 20 seconds, I've got 10 references to say that Deagle doesn't know what he's talking about, and I can buy it cheaper at some other company, and God knows.
That's right, yeah.
And the problem is, you see, stop being a Google genius. Just listen up. We've done all the hard work. We don't want to sell you stuff that's not going to work or give you a toxin. Do you want xylazine in your bloodstream or other toxins or crap or stuff that doesn't work, or the proteins have been annealed because they've been processed in such a way that their biological structures changed either with solvents or heating, so it's not going to have a biological action. Duh.
Yeah.
You know, it's disturbing, isn't it? It's like people think, well, I said, you know, if that was the case, you could cut the label off the supplement that sounds like what Dr. Deagle gives, and you can stick it in a sore body part, and it would work just as well.
And that's, I think, you know, you've heard me talking many times about the concerns we have in terms of counterfeit material,
right,
in terms of poor quality material, and it is a case of buyer beware. And Dr. Bill, you've done all that work for your listeners and for people who ultimately purchase through.
In other words, don't second guess. Why waste your time and put yourself through danger? And you don't even know what this stuff's going to do with you. You're taking XYZ garbage for years. Give an example. People take unactivated vitamins. We call them latrine bullets for vitamins, where the guy cleaning out the latrine with a high-pressure hose is saying, dang, I can actually tell the label of the name of the Centrum vitamin they're taking. Oh, they're taking Centrum Silver. No wonder it's silver, because it's coated with carnauba wax from insects, and it's not being absorbed. Or it's not even activated, so if you have a gene snipper, a toxic blockade, you can't even convert that vitamin to have any doing effect. Yeah. And if you do absorb it, you're going to counteract and create deficiency states by blocking the absorption of other minerals you do need in your food. It's craziness what people are doing, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. And the other thing we've noticed is that the minute you do something well, people copy you, and then they cut corners.
Copy and cut corners. That goes together, doesn't it? In other words, they want to make it externally look like they've copied you, but they're at the same time cutting corners because they're trying to say, can I make my bottom line work better by cutting this corner and that corner? Mm-hmm. And pretty soon, there's so many corners cut, it's not the same at all.
Yeah, and we could, and you know, let's be honest, we've sat down and said, okay, our product is probably the most expensive velvet in the world, but we believe absolutely it is the best. And the reason it's the best is because we know exactly where it comes from. We grade the velvet, and there used to be, there still is a material in New Zealand that is velvet is graded Super A, B, C, D, and there's probably a few others.
Yeah.
And there used to be this material called industrial grade. It was the shavings off the floor, and that was what was put into supplements. Now, we use Super A and A. We use the best. And it's all about providing the best, because if you provide the best, then your customers are happy because it works and they get value for money.
And
that's the principle.
And their girlfriends get jealous because they look better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, that's good. Isn't that funny? I was so busy, I didn't pay attention to the fact the importer was me. So I get that fixed. So I should
that's
have
you,
those forms.
You
I should
have,
yeah, I got that fixed, and that's gone off by fax. And the other one was Fish and Wildlife, which was about a month and a half ago. That should be back shortly. But they are slow.
Yeah,
they say they take. They say that one took about 3 months to actually process. This one will probably take another couple of weeks at least. The Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah.
But
fine.
Once
no
I get
problem.
Those, now the other thing we need to do is I need to get you to take a sharp pencil and see if you can give me a better price per kilogram.
All right. Yep.
Because it's the best price you can.
Yeah. I'm about to jump on a plane for about the next 27 hours, so I've got plenty of time to sit and sharpen my pencil, and I will look at that.
Because what I got to do is I got to figure out what price is it going to cost me to encapsulate it and label it and make fancy wooden brochures. The other thing I want to do is I want to actually do some simulcast videos with you guys to put it on our simulcast network. Because now,
did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. So, Campbell, really exciting stuff. We have tons of Mountain Red Velvet. We have a big sale coming on in a few weeks for Memorial Day holiday. In the next half-hour segments, I'm going to talk about QRMA, quantitative resonant magnetic testing, and I'm going to give a lot more expose of what it does, and also transitioning from what we call predictive quantum testing to actual functional medical testing. Imaging studies, blurred urine, organic metabolites, these are available now. Like, for example, somebody can send me their 23andMe and Prometheus analysis of their gene SNPs. I can look in at their organic acids and tell them exactly what's wrong. Even a child that has a developmental delay, I can tell them exactly what metabolites we need to replace or fix, whether it's a cholinergic pathway problem, a delayed myelination problem. And it's interesting, if you get the right things like Mountain Red Velvet to a child even with developmental delays, along with the right fatty acids and the right supportive things, you can start rebuilding neural pathways so that you can start to overcome. Because it's one thing to teach a child with good teaching technology and so on, but if they don't have a good, we call template or biological template with proper myelination, proper development of neural pathways and neurotransmitters, you can't fix the problem. And so even in children with developmental delays, I'm giving them Mountain Red Velvet. To people that are seniors that have Alzheimer's, we don't only correct their patchy dysmyelination, but also their neurotransmitter problems, and rebuild their brain tissue, because these biomolecules rebuild any organ, brain, heart, liver, kidneys, bones. They give you the building blocks. It's the way I like to think of the analogy is if the architects and engineers arrive at on a construction site, let's say they're working for Donald before he became president, and he shows up there with his, his swoopy hair, and he arrives there with a hard hat on, he says, okay, guys, but then there's no laborers, there's no glass or steel, there's no framework and construction, and there's no what we call a staging around the building. I mean, how are you going to put anything up? Now, if all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, the guys arrive late because he got off the wrong turnoff on the freeway, and all the construction workers there and all the building materials, the engineers get a sigh of relief, have a coffee, and they start building the building. You can't rebuild a body without the building blocks. And it's interesting, it's my thesis, although I went through the literature, that the placenta is not just a passive organ to provide nutrients across from the mother's circulation, that the placenta actually generates a lot of biomolecules that the physical body can't make. Just like, to me, the placenta is probably analogous to the red deer velvet. There's hundreds of biomolecules and hormones being generated, not just things like human chorionic gonadotropin, which, by the way, people are not aware of this, but HCG is the thing that allows the fetus to grow up to the first trimester. And if you didn't have an adequate amount of human chorionic gonadotropin, the fetus is never going to get beyond the first trimester. Isn't that interesting? It's the placenta that keeps the baby alive. Interesting, hey?
Very clever.
And I looked to the literature to see if anybody's actually checked that out, and guess what? Nobody has.
No, nobody has.
Guess what? Dr. Deagle, dingbat here who asks more questions and then gets answers. Again, the road to wisdom is through the valley of stupid. If you don't feel sufficiently stupid, it means you're never going to get wise. That's my I call my intellectual Zen moment, you know. Hey, you mean I'm never going to get smarter unless I realize that I ask enough questions I feel really stupid today? Yeah. For example, you want to regenerate hearts and brains, you want to regenerate and build organs. Well, if using the wrong material like you're doing now at all these regenerative clinics in America and Europe and even Bahrain where they spend billions, they're not going to succeed unless they listen to Dr. Deagle. Because I checked to see if anybody else is doing this. I'm it. In the entire planet, I'm the only one. Now, of course, other people would probably create knockoffs and see if they can reproduce it because they've heard this out in the radio and broadcast now. But unless they have my knowledge, they're not going to achieve it quickly enough, and we will get patents on it. We'll get patents on this technology, so they're going to be paying attention to Mountain Red Velvet, Campbell and Karen, and Dr. Bill Deagle, because we'll have the patent on this technology. And we want people to realize that we want to bring life extension. I call it life years to people. In other words, you don't extend your old age, so you live another 30 years with tubes in every orifice, and you're drooling, and you don't really recognize your relatives. We want you in a vigorous state where you live to be 150, go for a five-mile run, have good sex, great meal, and then have a little indigestion for 10 minutes and go poof and turn to a cloud of dust and then just stick you on the mantle in an urn. That's the best way to remember you. You do not want to be laying in a hospital bed on a striker bed for decades, someone wiping your butt, sticking tubes in you, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want to live long and well and die quickly. When you're really, really, really old.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AroutFitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AroutFitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. This half hour, we're going to talk about the QRMA, Quantitative Resonant Magnetic Analysis. And I'm going to go over it right from the beginning. If you haven't heard of this before, everything in all biological systems, whether it's humans, plants, trees, animals, sea life, etc., is a dance between frequency and the genetic material. Which isn't just DNA, it's RNA, it's exosomes, it's other material that records information, including microtubules that record information in living things. We even have sections of our DNA now that we now know actually code for new DNA sections that actually are, in a sense, a coder to code the environmental changes in a cell or an organ or tissue has been exposed to that can be passed on to the next generations through the germ cell line. Now, the quantitative resonant magnetic analysis is based on research going back thousands of years in China. And the QRMA was based on the idea that if you apply quantum mechanics to biological systems, and the energy that the Chinese discovered called qi, or the qi or qi, is a biological life force that goes through different tissues in the body. Now, it turns out that the primary tissue that translates that is collagen and fascia. And it turns out that it terminates in specific complexes in the skin called the Langerhans gate complex that regulates not only pain, but all these gates actually regulate the underlying tissues. So think of the skin as almost like a plasma screen for the computer, which is your central and peripheral nervous system. And you have two brains. You have your brain inside your skull. You have the spinal cord and other nerves associated with that. And then you have the autonomic ganglia, including the celiac plexus and the autonomic ganglia going the entire spine from your cervical spine to your pelvis and sacrum. Now, the way it works is that the proline side groups and collagen actually translate these frequencies, and they have what's called resonant frequencies as a sound or phonon. They have infrared light spectral patterns, which are basically the vibration of molecules in water, because water is an informational superconductor. That's why, for example, microwaves are bad, because they're tuned to the harmonic resonant frequency of water, which is 2.4 gigahertz. Now, what the QRMA does is it uses a database of health and disease to determine what your nutrients are and your organ function. Now, about half of the tests, if you do a QRMA, you can just look at it and say, whoa, my thyroid's low, my cholesterol's high, my blood's thick, whatever. Hormones are low, let's say male or female hormone. You can actually just look at it yourself. So the very first benefit you're going to get, number one, even before you send me the report, because if you get a QRMA machine from us, all the reports for you and your family forever are free. All you have to do is just send a compressed file. You don't have to do anything. You can send a paragraph or a couple sentences or a few paragraphs to explain this is what I'm taking right now. this is how I'm feeling, this is what's better, this is what's not better. You can send that in your analysis. As soon as you get a machine in forever for you and your relatives, and I'm pretty slack on that. We know your grandparents, your grandkids, your cousin. It's all free. In other words, if you send me the compressed file, now, the advantage is you're going to do three things. Number one, you're going to take what you need and not what you think you need. You're going to save money because you're going to take things that you require. And I just talked to a gentleman the other day, Ken. And Ken, of course, had some very serious health problems. He had terminal heart failure. He was told he had 90 days to live. And we rescued him within 2 weeks, and he was working 90 hours a week. So this man's done remarkably well. And this literally happens every day. We have cases like this from people we rescue. But he was smart. He got a QRMA machine. He realized when he got the latest test, which is a month ago, that his QRMA results suggested a completely different protocol than the one he had a year ago. He asked me what I should do. I said, look, you continue to need some of these nutrients, but you don't need them as much. So instead of taking, say, one, twice, or three times a day, take it every second day. Which means when he bought three packs of things, it's going to last a long time. And then the new protocol, which is considerably shorter, is what he needs to take now for his conditions now, and it's at the full dosage. So the first thing you're going to do is, number one, you're going to take what you need. You're going to save a lot of money because you're going to not take stuff you don't need, because you can actually create deficiency and imbalance states by taking things you don't need if you do absorb it, because unfortunately, a lot of nutrients and vitamins, number one, are not bioavailable. The body won't absorb them. Number two, if they're not activated, your body has to activate them. And if you've got a genetic SNP or polymorphism so you can't activate it, or you've got a toxic blockade because you don't have a mineral present you need, or you got a heavy metal like mercury, cadmium, lead, arsenic, whatever, it's going to block that bioconversion process. So the second thing you're going to do is you're going to save a lot of money. And thirdly, you're going to get better. You're going to notice that the physical body is able to start healing itself, whether regenerating tissue, regenerating organs. You're going to see other parameters besides the quantum testing, the QRMA improving. You're going to see physical parameters like, let's say that we get your blood pressure down low enough in your atria, your left atrium is not over 5 centimeters, you might be qualified for you to go to a cardiologist and to cardiovert you with 50 kilojoules of energy, and now longer you're no longer an atrial fib, because you're now taking things like magnesium glycinate, which will help you cardiovert or force colon and cardiovasc, and CoQ10 and carnitine or vascular carnitine, and you're taking all these nutrients so that when you do take a treatment, let's say with a cardiologist, you convert and you're no longer an atrial fib. Okay, in other words, we don't prepare the soil like a good Iowa farm boy. You're not going to grow good veggies. They're going to have lots of vitamin content, flavor, etc., color. And if you want to look at the BRIC score, for example, which the BRIC score is the polarized light rotation, it's directly related to the mineral content of the food and to the taste, the color, and the food value. Well, the same thing with people with enzymes. So the QRMA is going to tell you, are you on track or not? That's what's really neat. And I tell people, we've got 3 weeks from now, we're going to have our next big sale over Memorial Day week. And we're going to start, I think, the Thursday before Memorial, which is on a Monday. I think it's the 29th or something like that. Let me look at my schedule here, and I'll be able to tell you in a second. But I think Memorial Day itself is like the 29th. So we'll start that Thursday beforehand. Now, if you get your QRMA machine, we've made an arrangement. Now it's 25% below price, and don't add any interest. And you can pay it over 6 months in, say, 4 or 6 payments. So you don't get hit with a big clobber. And once you have a machine, you can do tests. You can look at it yourself, but you're better off to actually just send it in, and then I'll give you an interpretation. And I try to say, for this abnormality, and again, we usually only have recommendations of things that are in the kind of the red or the yellow, the severe warning sign range. Things that are in the light blue, which is slightly off, we don't bother with. It has to be in the yellow warning or the red, like, oh my gosh, range, the OMG range. And if you're really curious and you want to spend some additional money, we can do actually confirmatory tests. So, for example, let's say you removed mercury amalgams 3 or 4 years ago, and maybe you did or didn't use a biological dentist, but you aren't aware that your body sequestered these heavy metals, or you still have a cadmium gutta-percha in your mouth because you have a root canal, or you eat a lot of chicken, so you might have some arsenic, and it's non-organic chicken. And you want to find out if you got heavy metals. Well, we can do a packed red cell test. Or, in other words, I will recommend to you the test to confirm if there's ever significant abnormalities on your QRMA that can go to conventional medicine, subspecialty imaging studies, etc. Now, I only start charging a consult fee if it involves me reviewing complex tests, and then I'm saying you need to see this kind of specialist, that kind of specialist, or do a certain action. In most cases, for example, heavy metals, you're going to take our chelating agents, Chelor Max, Ultra Liquid Zeolite, and Simethyl. And the drink, what we call Life Support, which has phase 2 detox for methylation, glucuronidation, sulfation. So we now have the quantitative resonant magnetic machine available for everyone. And the cool thing about it is you're going to do these three things. You're going to only take what you need, or your relatives. You're going to save money because you're not going to take stuff you don't need, and it's going to change. We give an example. We've had people that have been on QRMA now for, I think, 2.5-3 years, and they are on a tiny fraction of what they used to be on. Some of them are so better, it's like it's almost disgusting. I mean, I had one gentleman in Georgia. His first QRMAs were just like, oh, scary looking. And here's a similar comment from Jim Garcia when he first started his on his QRMA, and he has a metapathy machine too. The thing is, if you have a QRMA, it's also going to pique your interest. Now, if you want to do a metapathia scan, we have two, and soon we'll have three clinics. New York City is the first with Jim Garcia. We have an Arkansas clinic opening up and one in Northern California. So you could actually fly to these places, and I can actually remotely analyze the data, because here's how disease works, okay? And this is something you need to understand. Information or frequency tops everything. In other words, if let's say you've got rheumatoid arthritis and it's affecting your right knee, if I take a device to measure the microcurrent frequency in picovolts and microamps, I can actually see the spectral pattern of the rheumatoid arthritis in your right knee. And if the left knee is not affected, there won't be any circuits there. The same way if there's a tumor. So I worked out the technology 5 years ago how to create what's called Linus Pauling's field ion scanner. Now, the field ion scanner would be able to tell the echo in four-dimensional space, time space included, of metabolites and biomolecules in space, and you can actually create a color-graded scale, and you can look at a specific type of molecule, let's say hydroperoxy radical or a certain biomolecule, and you'd actually be able to tune it in and see that resonant frequency and in three and four-dimensional space, not only physical space, but time as well. Which means if you give a specific thing, let's say a meal or whatever, you can actually see the changes in metabolites. That will be possible in the future. Now, right now with a QRMA, you can do this so quick. It's amazing. It takes 1 minute to do the test. You hold the electrode with your hand. It picks up the harmonic resonant frequencies. It checks it with a database of many, many people that have had the analyses done. And then it tells you. And again, remember, this is not diagnostic, it's predictive. Because remember, we're looking for specific frequency patterns. We can go and start changing those frequency patterns with everything from microcurrent, induced pulse magnetic field, induced pulse light therapy, all kinds of other technologies, including nutrients, even homeopathics, and we can actually start changing the harmonic resonant frequencies that support and permit the disease state or the unwellness state to exist. Just like we can give you frequencies that will support health. Now, the way that cells work is that your telomere, which is the end of your little chromosome, it's a little bud, an antenna at the end of the chromosome, actually sends harmonic resonant frequencies to the cell membrane, and the cell membrane responds with exosomes and other modulators to open up the ion channels to either actively or passively transport minerals and biomolecules into the cell. So, for example, if your cell is telling the cell membrane, don't transport manganese, then manganese is not transported across the cell membrane, and the manganese-dependent enzymes that make hair pigment don't happen, so your hair turns gray. So in other words, the crosstalk is between your harmonic resonant frequencies from your telomere to your cell membrane to your ion channels. So the membrane, M-E-M-B-R-A-I-N, is all the cell membranes of your body. Now you can take mathematics and equations, you can calculate the computing capacity. It turns out the computing capacity of just one cell in a human body, which is 60 trillion cells, has more computing capacity, parallel processing, than all the digital computing systems on Earth. That's pretty amazing, because it's parallel processing. This is why we have new higher speed processing, like the new parallel processing MD Athlon 1800 chip, which I have now in my custom supercomputer for broadcasting. And the body does it. All living things do this. And they're not just, quote, DNA. DNA is like the hardwired kind of final resting place for your data. But there's also RNA and exosomes and other biomolecules like we call microtubules that are actually storing memory. For example, if you can extract the microtubules, not only just from memory cells in your central and peripheral nervous system, but every tissue, it remembers, in a sense, the environment or epigenetic exposure it's had in the past. So it upregulates or downregulates the generations of proteins and enzymes and regulates the creation of new DNA code, literally. So your cells aren't just passively sitting there. They're actually writing new DNA code based on their exposure, too. So the QRMA, when here's a procedure. You contact myself or Michelle, usually one of our ladies, or Mitzi or Chris. They get you a QRMA machine. You send in a compressed file. You don't have to expand it. Along with a little history for you, your kids, your mother, father, cousin. I recommend, based on that and what you've told me in their history, they need a specific nutrient. So, we only deal with serious things. Let's say your iron is low. And Michelle gave me a good example of this. When she did her QRMA back some months ago, her iron was abysmally low. Not good at all. So she started taking her ferritin. She wasn't taking a lot. She was taking one ferritin pill, I think, every second day, along with, I think, two Power C Plus, because the Power C will help you absorb your iron. And when we retested her, she went from the real bad red, like, oh my gosh, you got no iron, to, you know, the kind of normal green, which is really good. It means we corrected the problem. Now she doesn't need iron every day. She maybe needs it once a week just to maintain a little bit. So she doesn't take a ton of pills. So number one, you're going to take a lot less pills, because taking a ton of pills may not only be not useful, it actually can be harmful to take things you don't need. Luckily, this iron doesn't make you constipated, but a lot of people, unfortunately, taking iron, they're going to take something bad like iron sulfate or whatever. Our guy Ken, who talked to me, we literally rescued him last, it was 8 months ago we rescued him last summer. And now the man is like good. And of course, I can also recommend new testing that he needs to do in terms of conventional testing. We rescued him from very serious terminal heart failure. So depending on his situation, we're going to give him things to help inhibit what's called the natriuretic peptidase, which is our diosmin or our bane away, ultrathiamine B1, right? And our anhydrous catechin, which is neutral defense, to actually protect the artery wall, what's called the natriuretic peptidase, to protect his artery walls and his endothelia from being damaged. That's what causes heart vessel failure, because it's actually vessel failure. So, and we can also monitor if he's on drugs. Let's say he takes the drug Entresto, which is really darn expensive. In fact, if you buy it outright and you don't get one of their deductible cards, it's over $500 a month. Now, if you have to pay cash, that's a lot. But if you have insurance, you maybe can shave off a few $100, but it still can be $200 or $300 a month. I think that card will take off $100. But in order to monitor to see if you're doing it properly, we may want to do, for example, a PI-1, plasminogen activator inhibitor blood test, and a Meridian Valley Labs in Seattle, Washington, blood viscometry test with dual lasers. Now, it has to be shipped on a Monday, so they do the test right away because it has to be fresh. But I will tell you what tests should be done to confirm when we do the quantum testing what medical tests will work. Now, you have to understand this. I've been doing this for decades and asking questions using university or advanced research labs long before the commercial labs are available to functional medicine doctors like Doctors Data, Genova Labs, Dunwoody Labs, whatever. I was doing this decades before they even existed. I would go to universities like University of San Francisco for antibody levels against things, or UC, University of California, Los Angeles, Dr. Chungun Vujdani doing PhD research and postdoctoral study research affiliate testing. So the QRMA is where it's at. If you don't have one, get one. We have it on special now, 25% off, free payments, no interest. It's 4 to 6 payments over 6 months. Your tests for you and your family are free, F-R-E-E, never being charged a cent to analyze your QRMA analysis report. It's only if you have to do advanced medical review of lab work, x-rays, etc., there's the charge for time. That's it.
This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants,
and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. So, QRMA, Quantitative Resonant Magnetic Analysis. Now, a couple of things are possible. Once you get your QRMA, too, you'll be tempted to want to do more testing, either conventional testing, blood, urine, stool, whatever, or go on to one of our metapathy sites, New York City, Arkansas, or North Coast, California. these tests are what we call predictive tests. They're not diagnostic. They're called predictive. And they will then lead us to say, hey, if you're worried about, say, heavy metals, we can do a PAC red cell test to tell you. There's several ways of doing it. Firstly, we'll send you the kit. You can go to a LabCorp request and have them just charge you for being sent up by, say, FedEx. Or you can get a mobile blood tech to draw it right in your own kitchen if it's a blood test. Imaging studies, we may recommend it specifically to say, let's say you're seeing a cardiologist, let's say you have heart issues. We want to make sure that the proper tests are done. And these may not be what we call the mainline tests, but they're ones available and often covered by insurance. Echocardiogram, either transthoracic or transesophageal. Carotid artery echogram, to make sure you don't have plaque in your carotid arteries. Holter monitoring, 24-hour, 1 week, or a whole month. Scintillation scan, what's called your cardiolite scintillation scan, to look for perfusion of your heart to make sure you don't have blocked arteries. High-speed CT scan. Endopad or endothelix. These are non-invasive tests. When you go to cardiologists, usual charges, even if you don't have insurance, is $150 to $200. They can actually compress your artery and look for the blood flow or the temperature change in your fingertips after the pressure is relieved. And they'll tell us if your perfusion is normal. You can do tests yourself, too. If you go through our Amazon NutraMedical store, you can actually get some some test strips for measuring nitric oxide in the back of your tongue so you can determine if you're releasing it. If you're not, you want to take Supernox and our Beat VO2 Max powder, which gives you the nitrates. So you can actually fix it yourself. And if you're trying to cut down on drugs, we'll tell you which drugs are useful and which ones are darn dangerous. For example, I don't recommend calcium channel blockers or beta blockers. You can take vasodilators like hydralazine or diuretics like hydrochlorothiazide or spironolactone or even Lasix. And you could take new drugs like the Entresto. About 0.5% or 1 in 200 are going to have angioedema, which can be dangerous. And there are people that will get a reaction from either an ACE inhibitor or an ACE receptor blocker. And if you have angioedema, it means you're getting swelling of different tissues. The most dangerous, of course, if it swells in your airway. Some of these drugs, and again, there's a very small number of drugs that are safe. I, for example, recommend that if we tell you, you know, for, let's say for cancer, you always do gene-based, off-label use of cancer drugs based on the genetic testing. Never do paint-by-numbers chemo. And remember, if you're going to correct a cardiac arrhythmia, don't go to a cardiologist thinking they're just going to do an ablation. They may be able to, number one, you got to get your blood pressure down, because if your pressure's high, the stretch in the proscenium corpuscles and your muscles are actually going to make it very hard to stop the arrhythmia. And your total magnesium, if your magnesium level is low, and you can pick it up on the QRMA or on a PAC red cell test, if your magnesium and other minerals are low, like copper and zinc, you're going to have high levels of free radicals. It's going to be hard to fix it. So remember, the starting point is a QRMA. If you get one, you're going to take a lot fewer pills, target what you need, and all of your tests for you and your relatives forever. The analysis by Dr. Bill is free. Can't beat it. Get a QRMA today and take fewer pills and take just what you need today and tomorrow, and it'll change. But you can know what that change is with a QRMA. And you can even know what confirmatory tests we need to do if you want to do blood, urine, stool, or imaging tests, because the QRMA is predictive. Back in a moment with hour number three. And we have some great guests for you today. We're going to be joined with our special guest, Rob Roselli, coming up tomorrow. Josh Bernstein in hour number three. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back in a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth.